We all know that one of the big advantages of this program is that we manage the department to be hands-on and to provide the program management support that is required to drive the program. And so we believe without that approach, we wouldn't be where we are currently. And maybe this is one of the lessons that we need to take forward as we've been looking at the sanitation and the water targets for year end 2010. Another good thing about the program is that right from the beginning, funding was ring-fenced, which is a big advantage. Much as municipalities are passing on these targets, previously we've had a situation where programs like sanitation did not receive the necessary prioritization with municipalities. We all know that the program enjoys high levels of political support and leadership, and we have seen the program how important it is. And we have also learned lessons that, as I've indicated, will be taking forward into the program. Just to give an overview of the budget, the figure we debated a little bit this morning was 254, it is in another 50-cent range. This is the backlog at February 2005. This gives an overview of the funding that has been allocated for the program up to where we are currently. I think an important thing to mention from this trend is it was difficult at any point you can say this is how much is required to deal with the budget. We got provinces surprises. Provinces putting challenges with regards to issues. Technical issues that they were confronting during the process of delivery, and that required additional funding. And that has had an effect on the pace of delivery itself. And I'll be talking to that in a second. But I think what is important is that we should be talking about the 208 and the 2010, as I said, the funding that's required to deal with those targets can be only better understood as we get closer to the target date itself, which is definitely not good. I'm sorry, this is a repetition. Looking at program performance, and I'm doing here an overview of progress to date, and I'm hoping that provinces will be able to provide additional information. This is looking at progress as at 1st of September. May I just say, Chairperson, the Minister has requested us to provide information now on a... Initially, she said she wanted the information on a weekly basis, but that has been a little bit tricky. We're not going to get information on the ground on a fortnight basis. In every 2 weeks, we're trying to get additional information. The backlog in the Eastern Cape as at the 5th of September was at around 50,000. First, around 64,000. Houghton, we know that the backlog has been dealt with. I'm hoping that they will also be able to confirm that. Northwest, 2,700, that's what we had. Northern Cape, those 4,000. And Western Cape, 600. And that brings the total backlog to 5,772. Analyzing further figures that I spoke to earlier on and trying to break them, because when you look at the figure, it's scary. Already I think numbers are out themselves. If we are at 85,000, are we going to miss the target? However, if you look at the proportion of fellows that are under in each region, look at which ones are under construction, which ones are at tender phase, and which ones are at design phase. This is the breakdown of the problem. Bearing in mind that even in look for sense, because I think that's the scariest one, facing, looking at the potential state, it is important to note that this fellow is evenly, well, not that evenly, but to a great extent, it is distributed throughout the province in municipalities. So you find a municipality, about, let's say, 10 municipalities have each a backlog of 1,500, 1,000, less, 2,000. So it's thinly spread throughout the province itself. And if you look, you would really do that kind of analysis. You do get a sense of hope that if municipality is dealing with a backlog of 1,500 days to it. However, Chairperson, we will get more details, hopefully, from the precinct itself. Northwest, all the toilets in the Northwest are under construction, so there's none at the chemistry. So the risk there in the Eastern Cape, where you have about 1,000, still in design phase, not even in the tender phase. We'll hear what the province is going to do about it. And some of the challenges I'll be talking about right at the end of my presentation. Northern Cape, we still have about 1,200 toilets under design. So I have analyzed it at provinces that are posing the greatest risk, facing the first one. But there have been several interventions that were proposed to trump it up, and the province itself has been very hands-on. The local leadership has been also hands-on to assist the municipalities to deal with these challenges. And the main challenges here are around the technological options, and we have looked at ways of assisting them with the procurement and implementation in the process. We've also had engineers from our head office going to the province to assist the blasting of rock that is giving serious challenges. I'll be talking about that at a later stage. In the evening, progress has been low, but we are anticipating that in September there should be a spike in the delivery itself. Looking at that for some time the province was waiting for reallocation, additional funding from National Share, and that caused it delay. Northern Cape challenges are around availability of water, and despite that, communities are still insisting that they require a flush toilet. The shortage of funding has resolved, but another challenge again has emerged, and we are hoping to be talking to that in the later stage. These are the challenges that are facing this program. Nationally, there is a new additional funding, and which comes to 201 million. This funding has been reset from National Treasury, and there are indications that the state that National Treasury will give the funding. However, the funding is likely to come towards the end of October. Now that is a risk. That is a risk because these municipalities are small. Some of them are small municipalities that have very small budget for media. There is no restricting of funds or anything like that. They look internally at the department to see from which programs we can get funding to provide as a kind of vision finance. However, this option doesn't look like this option will put quicker results than the funding that's coming from this. So that option really is definitely not an option anymore. Coming to the other challenge. In the first stage, Northern Cape, which is an important colleague, will ask this. There has been challenges around extensive rock that has been discovered. Now, what is important to note about this? What is we saying, many communities could have opted for other technology that would not require a lot of money. The reality is that in these municipalities, even if we were to look at other delivery options like the VITs, we would still have to deal with the same of the rock. And last year, we've been told that in some cases it's going to be so intense, it's going to require communities and households to be relocated temporarily because of the things that are involved. So this is a real challenge that even if funding would be available again, it would still pose a risk for the problem itself. The rejection of grant funding options by the community, this has been a problem, and hoping that the MCs would be able to speak to the parents and how they have dealt with it. Inadequate capacity to do monitoring. So, in as far as this is concerned, we've looked at very innovative ways of increasing the monitoring of the problem itself. We have reached a stage where we just can't let it through. The monitors themselves, we feel they have to, we have to speak up. Know exactly what's happening. So we have looked at employing officers from the national office. We're also looking at getting within Duarte itself. In the fifth grade, I know they have looked at getting people from the water boards themselves, water boards around the province to assist monitoring and assist in advising. We also from the department, we are in the process of sending people to Limpopo, who will be deployed to Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and Free State to assist them. So we need various options to make sure that we have the capacity. Once the minister has also given an instruction that ourselves at our level, we should, during this time from now onwards, spend time in this program to make sure that value, and also to understand, you know, on the ground what sorts of other challenges are. There have been other initiatives. This 12 project managers have been allocated to the program from the USA. I think an initiative that the CRG is driving. Intervention plan, support plan from the department. We formed a joint technical task team between the TLG and DWARF, and that team has been providing strategic guidance and support to the program itself. It has helped in looking at hands-on support, direct supervision, monitoring, and regular reporting. I've talked about these initiatives. This September, the plan was that from head of this, we would get people. I've talked about this as well. So we have just embarked on a very accurate communication strategy through using all the law, TV, hopefully at some stage, and in the public. Members may have seen that communication. And the message here that we're trying to communicate, first of all, is a message that as government, we believe we are on track to 607 budget. Secondly, to clarify who's going to benefit. The fact that this program is focusing on former projects is not considered. So it's a cabinet gave us an mission to work with JPLG and CCIS to ensure this condition goes on. Prevention plan, so that I think to a great extent. And it has been very useful to get political leadership to communicate on these programs. And the working together of the department, the strong relations that we have up to now established with the DPLG, we hope that momentum will not be lost as we are faced with the looking at our consistency. Chair, having said and having talked about the challenges, we are doing our best to make sure the 207 targets will be met. We will, however, hear from the council first. These three provinces continue to hold the risk. Northwest, I believe, is on track. It is useful to hear what the Northern Cape Free State would like to say. We are expecting an out in October. Because remember, much as we're saying, the target is December. We will try to save most municipalities because October is the end date. It looks like it may happen in November in others, but some may well go to December itself. Communication is very critical to the program, and I think I've talked about that. and the cooperation between the federal municipalities. Commitment from Police Television has really added value to the program. Thank you. Yesterday, Chairperson and members, we looked at what has been achieved on water and sanitation in the last financial year. And just looking at the trends, last year comparing with 205, 206, there has been improvement of 250,000. And if you bear in mind that the target that was set is 1.5, it shows that we are a little bit behind with what we should be, the rate at which we should be delivered as a sector. Even though there has been an improvement, we're still very much behind. There's another slide here that is a word that is speaking to a chicken associate, that is speaking to the trends, and I will not be getting into detail as to backlog in each province, but I'll just do a high-level analysis of the trends and what is basically required for us to get started, so that members can understand the challenges in this year. This is a snapshot of the backlog in the province, and it looks at, I hope members are able with the statement, and it's looking at the required. In each province and the required delivery rate, acceleration required to achieve the 208 target, and both water and sanitation. Now, if you look at these figures here, if you take, for instance, KZN and OPPO, which have the biggest, one of the biggest sectors, followed by NK, we actually require 700. Percentage allocation to achieve the target. And with sanitation as well, we're looking at about 400 for a KZN and 1,000 for Limpopo. That is what's required. We also did an analysis of the funding that would be required to meet the target. And I can as well say, we had on those analysis, it's very clear that the country doesn't have the kind of money that is funding. So, looking at the rate of delivery that's required to meet our 2008 and 2010 water and sanitation targets. A lot of money. And we have currently continued, as we know that the country is looking at hosting the 2010. from our discussions with Treasury, they made it clear that there isn't that kind of money in the country at this point in time. And get back to my other presentation. We have, the analysis that we have done, we looked at the informal settlement, we looked at the problem housing and its implications on our targets, environment and everything. And we have shared with both cabinet and through the social cluster businesses around this. And if I can just analyze how the house looks like. We do have a moving target, and this moving target is influenced by the following. The changes in the demographics. The fact that now we have like smaller families, now you get a young man of 18, 19, 20, having households and moving up their home, their usual home, to build a shack and, you know, housing, I think housing will share with you, share the challenges that they are experiencing with dealing with the informal settlement. We had to look at the housing stock. So what has been a big weakness in the approach, and it's by, I think it's a challenge of government really to try and improve on working together. But housing is looking at its target, which is 2014, we do have electricity, and by the electricity was on TV, yesterday saying they will meet their own target. And we also saying 2018 meeting our own target. And at the end, when each department is at the target, what are they saying about, for instance, separating from the government? I was speaking about the decision that has been taken to finance with regards to this matter. So that reduction in household sizes and with associated increases in the number of households definitely has implications on our backlog. So it is a reality, and I think this point was made yesterday, various members expressing their concerns about sustainability of the current infrastructure. We are dealing with serious comebacks when it comes to infrastructure. And if you look at the challenges that the municipalities are faced with, the efforts they have to put into delivering infrastructure to meet the target, it means that they pay very little attention to sustainability operation things. So these comebacks are a reality. The aging infrastructure, you do have towns that have infrastructure with 50 years, and that infrastructure is posing a threat. And it's definitely had an impact on access to water and access to free basic water. The growing demand for water, we are also concerned from our side as a department that realistically there is so much water living in the country, and there are competing needs as well. Even though access to basic water will always receive, African communities will always receive priority. But how we use that water is very important, and this speaks to the kind of knowledge that municipalities choose to provide sanitation. The increased levels due to policy changes, there are municipalities, for example, Mpumalanga is already planning on how they are going to offer high level services to their communities. So there are those ambitions by various provinces, and this is posing further pressure on the resources and on the infrastructure. There is a need for this, the achievement of the targets to look at all these challenges. And some work was done in the department to look at how we can realistically align the targets, and it involved the basic changes in this. There's a lot of work that's required. I'm not going into the details of this sanitation, that's just showing. And here, this is speaking really to the nation, and I think I made a point here. And this was learned from a meeting that we had where we're saying we're going to go to Treasury. And by the way, Secretary, we have some suggestions as we were looking at submitting our needs for the next year period. That is where Treasury made it very evident. First of all, there is concern, there is a need for government to curb its expenditure on capital programs because of issues of inflation and all other economic issues. But they also pointed providing infrastructure for 2010 is demanding a lot of funding from government. And having looked at all that it was clear that what needs to be done. But I think what is important is even coming from cabinet itself, it looks like there's slowly a realization that we have to be realistic and look at the others and inform cabinet on exactly what needs to be done. I'll be speaking to the recommendations that came from the medium-term strategic framework, which is this is the instruction, Chairperson, that we have been given as a department. And I did talk to the instruction that cabinet gave us, the Department of Housing, the given a responsibility to work through the social system to create a task team that will be looking at developing an integrated approach to basic services delivery. That will be looking at electricity, we have water, sanitation, and housing as well. So we've been told that we should prepare one memo to cabinet that will be addressing this. And inevitably, it looks like we will have to come up with a target date within this framework. We cannot work outside other departments and go to DWARF and say this is what DWARF can achieve. But the interministerial committee should provide leadership in this regard before memo goes to cabinet, and that the social cluster will, which happened over the last weekend. She provides guidance. And Chair, maybe let me take an opportunity to share with what the social platform said in this regard. It was agreed that, first of all, we should follow the instructions followed by cabinet, and that we need to identify provinces where targets can realistically be met. We know there are provinces like Gauteng and like Western Cape. Even in Northern Cape itself, there are municipalities that have indicated that with the necessary support and more funding, they could be able to come. Chairperson, the recommendation then, and this is also coming, and this is in line with the minutes, with what came out of the FOTLA, that provinces and localities where the target for water condition can be met by 2008 and 2010 respectively should be identified. That we need to look at the minimum standards, that should make sure that we don't compromise those standards, and that all three services should aim for universal access by financial year 2012-2013. And that all these objectives should attach to the housing program by the third stage, and that those feeling for my judgment are located in areas that can be designated for planning housing. That's responsibility of housing. So we will be compiling this one memo that will be go to cabinet. And Chair, I must say this is going to really involve a lot of work, and we will look at it. This is just an extract that is basically that we took from the minutes of cabinet, not counting that cabinet allowed to do this, but just to share with the committee the understanding of cabinet at that level of the challenges facing services. The fact that you will require 26 billion, 2 times the current rate of delivery and capacity, to clinical targets. So this is really how they look at it, and this is the instruction that they have been given. It's very much in line with what I've already talked about. So in essence, it looks at the country has come to a stage where the challenges facing meeting the targets are fully appreciated. However, there's some positive that's coming with the way forward, which is a much more integrated approach to service delivery. Probably will lead to much more sustainability. So if you look at the risks that one is likely to encounter with an accelerated infrastructure delivery program, risk of sustainability, we believe that moving forward in this route, we will be able to address the sustainability. So we are planning at some stage, as we are preparing this memo, to have an interaction with the portfolio committee for guidance so that they can inform our strategy and so that it's a strategy that's informed by the reality on the ground and what the committee would like to see happen. That deals with my second part of the presentation. Thank you very much, BDG. Let's ask the members to the next 10 or so minutes to engage with both presentations that were given by the BDG for sanitation and water. I'll invite the members on the issues that they raised yesterday also. Bushbuckets, Sekukuni, there's a time again. To emphasize those matters that you Honorable Swati, Honorable Savoyani, Honorable Arendsa. Welcome, Honorable Simmons.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the presentation. Actually, it shows that we are moving from one point to another. But when you were actually explaining about the targets of provision of water and sanitation by 2008, I can clearly see here that you did mention that it seems decided to will not be met by 2008, and most of these months that you just indicated. So my problem is that. But now you indicated here that the memo will be sent to cabinet by the Department of Local and Local Department of DGNG itself. So you are not going to answer the fact that the problems that you have encountered at the department is going to be under program of the DGNG. So if that is the case, what is going to happen with the target that you just set? Are you going to remain where you, the bulk that you've got, will just settle in that order, or are you having another inch or something that you are going to help the local government? Because people are seeing that the target and target are not this, but they must be something that can come out of it. And that would be my first question. And yeah, thank you.
Mr. Yanni?
Already done the job. Do it. Are we not
talking about the 1,000 odd. I was actually talking about quite a portion of the maybe just clarify the question, what is the promise I'm now going to take over? The bulk of backlog is to be under construction or is. And then just on the second presentation, the only thing I really want to ask is made an analysis, of course within 2 years, you know, 08 first deadline, and 2010 is the other one, I think. Okay, so I don't have it exactly right. But you're saying in your slide that the deadline, you know, the two examples you gave us would mean a 700% acceleration, right? Any of that, an analysis was done, and you came to a particular amount of money that you needed for that acceleration for countries to meet deadlines. And Treasury has said in your meetings, that even the economy, even the other promises we also have in the country, that even the kind of money in the country now, to give the money and accelerate like that. But you mentioned the estimated amount. I wondered if you could maybe mention the estimated amount that would be required for that acceleration. I'm just imagining that it must be a huge amount. I'm interested in that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would like to make a statement here. First, the understanding of the presidential target identification. If we understand that properly, that has got to be read in conjunction with the supply of the funding for specific approaches. These dates, set dates, have been highlighted all along. Now one wonders what actually happened during the planning stage. Was there no integration of departments relative to the to these targets, ensuring that the funding has been allocated for specific target dates, and also those funds have been seen to be adequate to able to account for that specific project. Because in this particular case, we need to fall out all along. You look at the cases that have been cited, for instance, in KwaZulu, Natal, and Limpopo. I mean, such backlog. How are you really going to account for that? Where are you going to get from? Treasury has come here and said, there is no way that we can provide. But this has already been fixed, that this target that should be met and at that. But there is no consideration on all these issues prior to that. Now, there are other challenges here. Can we really entertain talking about looking into a new approach because of policy changes in the government? Well, we are still grappling with meeting present targets. I think our integrated approach doesn't give us a fair deal, or doesn't supply us with proper guidance for the future, because there are still areas that seems to be looking at the project problems as individual departments, and that in itself cannot really help us resolve the position under which we are. But the main point here is relating the planning to funding. Thank you.
Since the death, the vice up on the
I was going to ask a question that relates to the six municipalities that have been taken over, but I was going to specifically, you know, ask whether new challenges emerge that necessitate the province to actually take over the program.
All right. Let me just add the last few to the question. And then, Rafa, from Free State, we will take you next. To our visitors in the gallery, welcome. We're talking about making sure people have sanitation in South Africa and water provision to everyone. If you can come and assist us to make sure that that happens in South Africa, you're welcome in the meeting, in the gallery. Just my side, BBG. On, again, on our oversight visit, one of the issues that we have picked up, which you will see in our report that we are submitting to Parliament also on the provinces, is the one area that we got very concerned as we went around the country is the type of services that are being offered to communities. And in particular, taking into consideration the following users, the elderly, women, children, and labels. We are very concerned as we've gone around. We don't see the same taking into consideration of those who are in our society, and the type of sanitation that are being provided, how does it suit them. We're asking this because obviously as the sector leader, we would want to know what guidance are being given to the provinces and municipalities with regard to the type of services offered. That's the first one. Secondly, on the provision of water, we want the department to provide us with a demand and supply little chart. The target obviously must suit the aspect of demand and supply. Supply in relation to what resource you have in the country. Because it's one thing saying that you want Treasury to give more money, but it's another if you don't have the resource. So we would want to know how the demand is the target that needs to be met. The supply is whether we do have the resource. Where are you going to get the resource from? And also the current resource that you have, how are we to make sure? Our famous question is always, place it in. You have a dam standing there, Mr. Well, you're not supposed to mention people's names. They can't defend them when they are here. But in the end, we always talk about that dam that is there and the population don't have any water. So we'd like to know, in relation to the current resource that you are having, how is that current resource going to affect the target? What plans are you making to make sure that the current resource and the actual resource, the work dam and so on and so on, are going to affect the target? We secondly also would want the department to speak to us on this aspect of I think it mentioned in your slides, this aspect of urbanization. Because both sanitation and on water, it's not going to help us to tell us that the question of urbanization has an effect. It's going to have an impact. Any kind of population keeps on growing. And therefore, what consideration are being given with regards to this? Consider what we saw in Bizana. We see that in the Northwest. We see that in Houten. We see it everywhere. The plans that were made initially were for 20 people. Those 20 people have become 2,000 people now. And therefore, we are worried about the type of planning that often put into this. It's not going to help to say that, you know, the moving target and so on, because moving target is attached to people, and people, our population is just, you know, every day that a baby is born in this country. And those realities are with us. With economic expansion, people move around. If they hear there's a platinum mine in Northwest, if they go to Northwest, they don't pick up houses there. If they hear that the diamond has been discovered, I'm not sure what the province was, they could even weigh the province or not. If people go to that province, having services are supposed to follow the after. So we would like to know what happened to this regard. DDG asked you to say it very loud, this aspect of funding. It's so very shocking for that part. I'm not quite sure why I said the first question. I think Honourable Aaron to ask the question. You should maybe, because in every report that the portfolio committee has put together, we have asked two from the department. One, verify your ticket all the time, because ticket is so handy. We ask everyone to come here and see this. We go to the provinces and we oversight their figures. We do not want an embarrassing situation that suddenly we hear, now the target, we couldn't meet the targets because suddenly the figures have changed. So we would like to know, what other measures are being used in this regard? And equally so, in the court, we've spoken consistently about the fact that everyone tells us it is a funding problem. March when we went out, they told that was up front. So we're all worried that the only thing is the funding issue, the extra funding issue. Now, you are right to say that, when the minister speaks in a couple of weeks' time, when he deals with the adjusting budget, you would want to see whether your request is in there. So I think that's the indication. By now, those negotiations are finished and the money, the adjustment into the budget is set there or it's not going to be there. If by now it's not in there, it means the vote has passed here. So I just want to be clear where exactly is that money coming from. So legally speaking, the parliament said February and they said again the year. The lesson done is February 2008, And so if you can clarify that to us. We'll take a quick answer to that and then we'll go to the MEC of the Tuesday of the Assessor. But of course, DDG, at the end, we will have to discuss on this. I wanted to ask, because we're slightly running behind time, if you can reserve your answers for now, because you are going to get another slot. And I think you'll benefit from all the presentations that's also going to be made. And then we can answer them holistically. And with your permission, honorable members, welcome our energy from Bruce's and give him the floor. If you need some technological assistance, please come forward. Anything? Good to see you again.
Thank you, Chairperson. And my apologies, you know, first is one lane. I don't know whether it could have been 2010. We have to chew when someone went in by mistake and then has to come out. But afresh again, it has become late. But my apologies. I thank you for really what you asked. I have a DDG who will do the presentation for the portfolio committee today. But you see, they are not late. I want to tell them one target eradication, one to what it is for the feedback. And to show you how the people feel healthy and nice once we have done market. It's a toilet outside, but they would have different toilets. So they're toilet inside the house, out of the house. But still, there are some sessions. to show how the product might that they have once they were removed in the market. I also have a picture there, you see, they put one business of free cage to school, that one of them say they're sexual, they're sex. Some must support them with a portfolio committee for those members who are there. And I must start by saying that I always say finance is a problem, it's a challenge. And I start again today, we still stand with a backlog on the finances. And we even practically phoned Treasury with a promise of 200 million to confirm it when we're here. We could not get that confirmation from Treasury whether it has been approved. I'm sure Duff and I still have announced saying if that has been done. But you know, that 200 million comes in November, and it's November, not our deadline was October. So there's something that not happened. And we sure would not make the president happy. All the same, we will explain in explanation. The president has put a deadline in December, and the province put a deadline as over. And I must say, surprised that out of 20 municipalities, at least 12 have met the provincial deadline. 12. We are proud to see it now. And we are about to celebrate. But I'm doing the celebration in style in December. We will invite the portfolio committee, invite the president. But we are going to celebrate what is coming to us on the 1920 October. The first municipality that met the deadline. We are going to proudly announce him. Here is the fee. This past chief president of one man, but he can say, he's the first to meet the target. That makes my whole source of them. I'm going to do that.
As long as you don't do what Mpumalanga.
No. We are totally avoiding that. We can't put this the top structure and there's nothing behind. We are going to do that. And that's why you're still going to say, this is a big law. And Jefferson, I must also announce this, a definition of a market. It's because there's a confusion. We said the president called. Remember the market is that little pot. We are removing that. That little ML. We are removing that. You see? Yeah, there's nothing else that we are doing it. And that ML, we are removing it from a large area. But I'm a stick on this one. From a large area. Free in this province. We don't have free and post. And we have created a problem on our own. You'll hear as I come to that. Removing all the market that you see in a formalized area. And you're going to see any market in any informal by next day either. Where I'm talking to municipalities and further to put a bylaw for a person in an illegal area putting a that. Therefore we are prohibiting any illegal informal settlement. Yes. Next year. I know people say I'm coming apart today on all that. Then the Democrats must also manage it. Because when democratically, X, that will pass the parliament, and people at the Liberty Party in them are starting to be close to you see it in 2 times. We've applied the court order, the 200, I'm going to give it to the police. To just be held in. They're in Limpopo. They ask me what I'm going to do here. Because we respect the law. You see, people are taking advantage. Yes, 394. We are approaching you when you don't respect the law. It's not our law. This is our law. But this is the law of today. This is our pieces of legislation. We must respect them. See, if they're going to that way, South Africa is going far away. But that's the whole thing that they go to hide because they are black. They go to run. In fact, they must be racist here. Because they were suffering and then they will be my own. Please, we don't accept that. We have already put the police there, not even under security. We want the police to go in that area because we bought a farm where we want to put quite a bit there and we want to invade it. No invasion at the time. That's the problem. The happiness and the nice thing about the police. DDG will explain to that. But in Malawi, Jefferson, they have concluded the plea. Now you told them that. and you give them the thing and you have to go and correct the chapters in yourself. Something like that, they are back wrong. They are back of 8,000. Because there is this political acceptability of most of the market in Bhutan. Now they call them post-94. The market is this, man, whether degree or post, it is a market. And it's not a little poultry or animal. And now you put it in the street to come and collect it by stress after 4 hours or 2 days. As they are doing it. So we want maybe to get rid of that. So it is. So Malawi, they can also say to national that but they got a record. If the money we get, they must finish it by the financial year. And they have a new plan that I was with them. And they made a noise at the UNHCR last week, telling my friend that MEC don't come with any alternative. We want water board. So I made it out of our hands now. The community says nothing else but more. Has this 12 million bulk of it with Mangaung. Because you know Mangaung, 2009, you don't want to see a market there. A lot of people are coming there. Others have never seen a market in their lives. So we want to make sure that they don't see a market in Mangaung. So that's just what we're going to try. The other challenge I've got, you know that it is. The other challenge, people might see as if we are not moving. We are paying this price by milestones. So as to able to count them. Some of the digital report you'll see there, it will take, but I had a question that we already saying, as if you are not moving. Some are at the foundation, some are hopefully, some are not concluded. And once they're concluded, then we pay. And all of them are reporting back, I think the team will explain to us that most of the market are going on. This is our deadline. This one is valid. I'm not finishing touches and keep money. We have told us that they are saying we left there. This digital one, being an get one, they read, especially better faith. Make the president go in there and better spend and lend me. You will see a lot of permission. We have got an assistant from GBL and GBLG to assist us with the better technical people. But there are houses on top. If you break that rock, it's only one day. Some team one day. It's a rock thing. If you plant the rock, you plant the houses. So that's the problem that we are faced with. And that problem is also at the entity, Mwase Municipality, that Paris has had the head office. It's the same problem. And it's also at the Marcelo and Adagenazel, Ransford, and Wimbeck. You know, those are on the street. And it's also quite a lot. But we took photos showing that we are from there. And I think the committee was from there too. At the end, let me give a report. The Samuel Sutuki board. And the end, person, the quest that we are saying by December won't complete them 20,000 due to these problems. But if this problem be solved, the end of the financial year won't speak up in it well. But 20,000, we will not be able to do that for this problem. The rest is manageable problems. The conferences that we are now coming, where will the tenants be, can be waived, but we are just sure that by the end of financial year, we are going to this problem, say, long standing of short-term finances. And I must say that even our provincial are not assisting us. We have to take out of our pocket to assist the municipality. More or less, I think, was counted. It allows to get rid of this, we have department that put up to 2 million. Out of our market, because the problem is not our problem. For poor municipalities, they can't do any top up, unable to do their debt arrears. They can't do their debt collection. They want debt arrears, in which they cannot accumulate them. I think Malawun and Machabing, although they make 2 billion arrears, 3 now, I think. So these are the problems that say we need to assist the municipalities. But we are able to the department. Together, drop. I must say here we are working at it, drop ourselves and the municipalities. We are joined and hence we are solving this problem. In November, we were inviting the person again. They are starting a new rollout. I think it's water. They are going to launch it. The minister from drop, the minister from GPAG, the premier and myself, and all 25 mayors. They are going to do it next. The one of us is done now. But when you look at the French institutions, what job can give, what can give, what the manufacturing can give or not to put their budget. So we're inviting November. We are not about it, it's not my advisor, so I'm not sure that because it is a good, maybe the advice when it is there. So now the day, so that please, committee members, portfolio committee must be there. It's a race to measure up next year. Want you to, because it did not come on the market. So we had a problem. This is our overall, this is our bulk in international water, this is our framework, and this is our master from draft, and this is how we are going to do it, and who are the same holders. So that this is our ordinary problem. As you get problem, we are together with the proper military person. And our last address from us is that request. This is a corporate governance, this is through IGR, so you need to know whether we are stretching the leg or we are not stretching. Thank you, Stephen. I want to say, I'm just going to the last time in Cape Town on the back of the station, in the celebration. So I should long have to talk, thank you. I'm sure they will do the detail and if you listen step by step in every month. Thank you.
Thank you very much, very much, MEC, and thank you very much for coming in person also to talk to us. Can I ask the official, all the areas that the MEC has covered or just skip it, don't that should make your presentation much shorter, but I think your MEC has really told us almost everything on. But thank you very much, MEC, and we will honor the invitation.
Chair, the technology is failing us. I will speak from the document. Yeah. As you will recall, that the team went to province, and when the team was in the province, we presented our budget eradication intervention strategy. And in that intervention strategy, we communicated that we've got 82,520 budgets that we have eradicated. And we also confirmed that as a province, we have set for ourselves the deadline of October, the deadline where we are going to be evaluating ourselves in terms of performance, moving towards the national deadline of December. You will then see, Chairperson, that in terms of presentation, we are indicating that by the end of September, our debt load was standing at 77,480. The 10,000, that is the difference between our figure and the presentation that I saw enter there this morning from national, is the one of you, and then explain the details. There was an intervention strategy.
My apologies, can you just go quickly back to those six for very important people on
here? Yes, they are very important, Chair, to indicate that the intervention strategy that we are talking about, we presented it to you in the province, and we also had site visits with yourself, and as I've indicated about the figures in terms of the baseline for the backlog was 82,200, and by the end of September we are saying 77,480. In order for us to deal with that backlog, with this intervention strategy as I've indicated, we established our initial task team between ourselves, DWARF, the Office of Premier, and led politically by the MEC for Local Government Housing. We have monthly monitoring meetings with each municipality and their consultants, and we are supported by DWARF and DBSA. We also hold bi-monthly meetings chaired by myself with all the municipalities and consultants, and we continuously have site visits to verify the report that we received from the municipalities and condemn whether they are true. This is what we have inherited. This is the challenge that we are faced with. That's one example of the. This is the second challenge that we are faced with in terms of the old toilet that our people created for themselves, and the one then has needs to eradicate. If I go through each municipality as what is the state of affairs, starting with the municipality of Kopanong, So we confirm that we don't have a problem with that particular municipality. We are going to eradicate all buckets by the end of December, and there's no serious challenges there. With the municipality of Letsine, we also confirm that we are also going to eradicate all their buckets by the end of December. We don't have challenges in that municipality. With regards to the municipality of Mohokare, in district of Kari, we want to put it on record that we have a serious challenge with an area called Ruel, which is having a backlog of 1,036. The problem there is water. The community has rejected alternative sanitation. They don't want dry sanitation. We are now confronted with a situation that we're doing investigation to see as to what is the possibility of the recycling water for us to be able to provide them with a waterborne sanitation. We don't have new, we are in discussions with the MEC and TOD to see as to where can we get the 16 million that we need from the provincial coffers so that we then be able to deal with the situation. In the event we don't succeed, we also want to put it on record that that one of the municipalities which will then indicate that will strive to eradicate that 1,036 by the end of the financial year and not December because of funding problems and water problems. The municipality of Naledi, we don't have any problems there. We are going to eradicate all those budgets there. So in totality, when you take the district called Creek, our only problem in that district will be the area called Ruve with 1,036 budgets that we have to deal with because of the water problem and the rejection of sanitation. When we go to the Jolibuta district, starting with the municipality called Toklo, after we had 1,997, we are confident we are going to be able to eradicate those budgets by the end of December. Yellville, at 799, we are confident we are going to hit the target by the end of December. Also, 1,446, the committee rejected dry sanitation, was to intervene, and came to the conclusion, which was ultimately supported by the whole community, that with the septic tank, that has put delay in the crushing period, and we are monitoring the whole process to ensure that we still complete by the end of December. So that the problems of the community rejections and the fact is now being resolved, we now have a product acceptable to the community. It's just a question of trying to catch up on the lost time. So to follow up, we are confident we'll deal with the challenges. But then also we are confident that the 879, which 90% of those toilets have been constructed, we are now dealing with the water lines to do the sewer, the water cushions. We are going to meet the target and eradicate all those budgets. Nala also, we are confident to be able to deal with the 7,977 by the end of December. Deciding we, as we have indicated then and we still indicate now to say, deciding with the end of October, we'll have concluded those 2,480. Malikihobun, yes, we'll meet the 244 by the end of December. Mokata, we'll meet the target and eradicate the 737 by the end of December. Mesimamuru, as the agent has already indicated, we have completed the budget. In the area of Tago of the Jolibuta, The only municipality that we are currently having problems will then be the municipality of Masilonyana, which has serious problems of the road, and it also has serious problems of funding. And we are indicating that they will then be able to eradicate those buckets by the end of the financial year. Selopele also is a municipality that has the backlog of 3 to 80. We will then be able to eradicate the 1,060 and due to financial problems, the 2,000 will not be able to eradicate. So, in the district of the Jeune Puso, our area of concern is just two municipalities, Selopele and Masilonya. It will explain the issues that we have talked about when you entered, it was the question asked, that the province is taking over six municipalities, as to what do we mean. Mr. Maure has indicated we have completed the budget eradication. The municipality Mahubi will complete it by the end of December. Mangaung, chairperson, with all its challenges, 2010, the influx and everything, the backlog of Mangaung that he had presented and that is contained in our intervention strategy was 10,055. Meetings took place between Mangaung and the finance committee, and ultimately we then indicated to Mangaung that we want to eradicate 10,758. Council took a decision that they will only focus on 3,1994 budgets, which is only 183, which then is the difference between our national figures and the figures that we have presented here as the backlog at the end of September. So Mangaung, with its figures, then they address challenges of community demanding full water sanitation, and secondly, having the problem of financial shortage of 147 million. Mantua, the municipality will meet its target. They had a problem of two areas that were problematic. One is called Op House and Pier Strait. Communities rejected the dry sanitation altogether. They had a serious problem of water. We then had to intervene and engage in a process of trying to provide a solution that would then be acceptable to the community. That solution led to the provincial government having to give an additional 9 million to this specific municipality and the district giving 8 million. We are developing all the structure, doing all the connections. We are currently in discussion with the DWARF and Blue Water so that they can then fast track the installation of the water pipe to this area. And with that installation of water pipe, then the community will have a full waterborne sanitation. The problem of fast tracking the water pipe creates the possibility that we will not be able to have eradicated budgets by the end of December, because the water pipe will take us into January, February. So there's another area where we said by the end of the financial year, we'll have eradicated that, but will not meet the December target. So the operator has indicated that they need funding to be able to deal with the fact that they need to eradicate. Also, the total, they've got 2,000 acres. The community has accepted dry sanitation. The problem is an issue of funding that we need to resolve for that to the total. Our next problem again then becomes the municipality of Ntekwa. In that municipality, we were confronted with three situations. The first one is an area called Rate, where we are going to eradicate 2,393 buckets. The second is an area of Ghetto Spain, which the MEC has talked about, where the community is rejecting dry irrigation and they want full waterborne sanitation. They have a problem of water, and there is also the problem of the rock there. We needed additional 18 million to be able to do the pipeline, which we are not in a position to provide. And it's an area of Arlington, which we are going to meet the 727 bugs and eradicated by the end of December. And in the area of Rate, for that municipality to be able to conclude their waterborne sanitation, the province gave them 12 million more, because there was a shortage of 12 million to do full waterborne sanitation. So from the provincial coffers, we gave them the 12 million. So in a specific municipality, will not be able to do the area of Lendley, specifically because of the rock problem and the funding requirements that we need for that specific area. The municipality of Mwase, local municipality. So even this municipality has got problem funding, and also is confronted with the problem of water and the rock. And because of that, there will be an area where we will not be able to get 1,425 buckets in Helbron and 1,259 buckets in Paris. If you look at the expenditure by end of September, they are currently standing at 41%, the province. Now, all the challenges that were confronting us, ranging from the rejection of community of the dry sanitation, the water problems that commanded us, the rock challenges that were confronting us, and the funding problems that were confronting us, we tried to intervene and provide solutions. And out of all our interventions, the only area where we have accepted up until now is around the area of funding. Where we are standing now is that on Monday, the indication that we have received from DPLG is that they are submitting to the cabinet of Treasury our application for 200 billion, and we were supposed to hear from them by the end of business yesterday as to whether it is approved or not approved. We tried to go the DBSA 200 million. We tried to go the DBSA route. Municipalities were evaluated. Some of those municipalities received in principle commitment from DBSA that they meet the requirements of DBSA. However, there's always been this concern that municipalities should not take additional loans in order to deal with the service delivery challenges. And we are now sitting with a situation where we've got just 28,000 budget that we need to eradicate, and our biggest challenge is Delta. And even if we get funding after today, we'll put it on record that we'll not be able to meet the December deadline, but we'll put everything in place to make sure that by the end of the financial year, we have actually eradicated all budgets. So the Free State's 28,000 budgets, so the 85,000 budgets, will not be eradicated due to sectors that we have presented. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Because I've not gone into the details of what is the levels of prepared, the other set will meet the target, and the question might then be posed, what on what basis are you so confident that you will meet the target? This document that we have provided to the Minister for Agriculture, you will see that it indicates the backlog under progress. And if we take the front page and we use the municipality of Letsema as an example, for the 300 we are talking about, that out of the 552 backlog of the end of September, 450 were at the foundation level, 350 at wall, and 200 was complete, not connected. When you say not connected, it's because they just need to do the water connection. And then 100 was then completely connected. So if you take this as the analysis of folks and work on the ground, that's why we are then able to say that confident we'll then be able to meet the targets where we are set for the target of December. Thank you.
Very much. We are all running behind with our time. So what I wanted to suggest is, can you just take a little quick 5 minute comfort break, even if you can just bring your juices on side. Otherwise, we won't be able to make up the time. As you know, I'm not the pilot and I can't fly aircraft to make up my try and persuade you. Can we just quickly do that then? Can I ask the Northwest and Northern Cape, can you come and take up your seats here? What we'll do is we'll take the presentation at the same time, we'll then discuss the three together. So we can do that, really just a 5 minute honorable members and everyone. Thank you.